Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about where to get money for your land acquisitions. This is a very popular topic these days. We decided to address it online.
Love it.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. So this is a really good. This is from one of our members who've been with us for a while, and I just love this. He put it in Land Investors, and the title of the post is Town of 200, Land is Basically Free If You Can Find It. I love this.
So. Oh, Art, this is fantastic.
Great. and he has a photo, by the way. So as I describe this, you can imagine the photo that he posted with this.
What does it look like?
Let me read it here and you'll
okay.
get it.
Okay.
Got a deal for a couple hundred properties scattered all over the place. Looking them up to see this collector likes these little towns. The one in the picture is an example. One handicap parking spot and one regular parking spot at the post office.
So he must have gone there.
I bet parking is never a problem there. It's like there's two parking spots in front of the post office and there were no cars. And that's the image that you see. It's so cool. The town is population of 202.
So people are salivating listening to this
like,
right now.
Not
They're
two
dying to get out of a big city.
200,000. No, it's 202 people. That's it. And I'm sure they change it often. The lot is in the town, but I can't tell exactly where. I probably have to order a map from the county on each one of these eclectic properties. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes to sell
them
and for how much, right?
Eclectic.
Yeah. Pricing them is like throwing darts blindfolded. I think I will do some kind of formula. What do you guys use in your formula to price them so you don't have to research? So you don't have to research each property. I just don't have the time. That's Luke's comment. I'm thinking some kind of conveyor belt approach mm-hmm. that starts with high prices and lowers over time to find the market.
That's it.
That's a good plan. So
good answer. Good first answer. So here's the thing. We teach, when you're new at this, there's a formula, right? You go out on a land watch and you start with what properties. This is how you price property if you're new. You go out on a land watch or land and farm. You see what's being sold. What's been on the market for not a lot of time in it, and it's getting offers or it's getting purchased. And then you work backwards from there on your acquisition price. And we usually say when you're in the beginning, you should price it at about 40% for rural vacant land. For houses, it's way different. And for other assets, people write dissertations on how to price real estate. For this asset type, this seems to work for our members and it's been working for us for a real long time. However, once in a while, you find property like Luke's got here. And this happens to be my favorite type of property. There's no comparison values. No one has any property for sale. It's just very, very unique, so you just don't know what to do. Well, it turns out people love this kind of property when they're consumers buying it. And I didn't realize this until a few years ago. I've been doing this forever, and I didn't realize it. And it didn't happen on accident, like a lot of things. Jill and I bought a portfolio of properties from a guy who passed away, and the kids were cleaning out their estate, and we got properties all over the country, and a couple of them were in there that in counties that I would never send mail to.
Mm-hmm.
Those properties, man, they caused a massive flurry of interest from buyers. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was like 2 years ago.
I do.
Well, it sounds like Luke just stumbled on a situation like this, mm-hmm. and you're going to find out that they're worth way, way more than you think. And it's just because they're super unique. Mm-hmm. Happens in the classic car market all the time. If you have a car or a piece of art that is very, very unique, and you think it's a pile of junk, even if it is a pile of junk in the car markets, you're going to sell it for a lot more than you paid.
Mm-hmm.
So how to price it? I love the conveyor belt approach. Start way higher than you actually really think it's worth.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love properties like this too. You know, some people think it's a bad thing if I can't find any comps. Why is that a bad thing? Then it means you have a really unique property. This is really, really good. The last thing I want is somewhere I go and there's so many comps that there's thousands of them out there.
That's right.
Of this same property. Like, oh, that's something for me that I don't want it because there's too many. I don't need to get in that. No, I'd rather have the unique property. And it's just really cool. And I love when my website has properties scattered all over the place. So, you know, I'm attracting different buyers from all over. And I just think that's the coolest thing.
Exactly.
So it's good.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Hey, this Luke, by the way, this guy, before we get into it, he's a very vocal and very active member. And he's often with us.
On our
Thursday call.
Yeah.
So anyone, if you go to our website, landinvestors.com or Land Academy or any of them, we have an open call on Thursday at 3 o'clock Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can jump on. It's a Zoom call and we talk with Luke and we talk about the deals we're doing and any given topic. So it's actually a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting huge. I just had to increase our Zoom.
I know.
How much it costs to televise the whole
thing. Exactly. It's a limited number, too. So you want to be there and be ready and get in there quick. It's free. You can do it from your cell phone.
You can ask us anything.
I know there's a lot of our people, a lot of our members that are literally probably like hiding under their desk on their cell phone so they can be on the call.
Exactly. And then it's on YouTube the next day on Friday. So if you can't make the call, just go over to our YouTube channel and listen to it there. Mm-hmm. That's getting ridiculously popular.
Yeah.
It scares me, actually.
Yep.
We met with some members last night, or what was it, 2 nights ago?
Right.
And they were just telling us, like, thank you, and, you know, it's so hard for me to, I can't grasp this, Jill.
Oh, the show?
No, just people are thanking us.
People like you?
Yes, it's hard for me to.
Is that hard to grasp? What are you saying?
In my personal life.
By golly.
People.
I like you.
Oh my gosh. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, where to get money for your land acquisitions. This is the meat of the show. Jill, where do you get money?
You. Well, I'm out. That's it. That's all I got.
There's a famous line in it's famous to me, in a sitcom where these two women are talking to each other. They're best friends. And the one woman says, Alice, where do you go? What happens when you run out of money? What do you do? And she looks at her and says, I go to the bank and get more.
Yeah. There we go.
Unfortunately, for the rest of us, it just doesn't work that way.
No.
So, Joe, what do you think? I mean, this is a topic that's coming up. Here's why it's coming up, because the program kicks butt. And so there's a ton of people out there doing what we say. And they go out there and buy, and they're finding incredible real mm-hmm. estate deals. And they run out of money because they're running to the bank doing right. these deals.
Well, I know where you're going with this show, and I won't steal your thunder.
No, I won't steal it.
No, but I will say what I've been doing until that point, which is because I know stuff's coming. But I had a guy just the other day, we were talking on the phone, and basically he was a money guy. That was a big picture. And it's our community, I keep telling them, they're there. Just put it out there. You need to put it out there that you have more deals than you know what to do with. Here are the details on the deals, and I need money to make this happen. I know what I can buy it for. I know what I can sell it for. That you need to be very vocal about that. So, and this guy was trying to give me money. And I said, mm-hmm. thank you. I'm good. But I did tell him flat out, I said, there's nothing stopping you. He's like, well, what if I just, because he didn't want to do the work. That's the thing. There's plenty of people out there that have all the money. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the research. They're not interested, but they are interested in the ROI. So I get that. So I said, you know what? There's nothing stopping you. His name is Ray, from going online and on landinvestors.com and putting it out there. I won't stop you. You know, you guys are grownups. That from saying, hey guys, I've been following this group. I know what you're all about. I get it. I talked to Jill. I have some money and I want to help you know, get some acquisitions done, help you complete some deals. So that's where we've been going. And we have a deal board that our members have been doing this back and forth because it happens all the time. that we have members that come up with more deals than they have, you know, you run out of, at some point, I've had this back in the day, I ran out of acquisition funds. So that's where we started doing options and things like that, because I didn't know where to go. And I didn't know how easy it is to find money people.
Right.
So, Jack, you want to take it?
There's here's the takeaway from the whole show. There is way more money out there than there are deals. Mm-hmm. And we are a deal factory. Landit Investors is a deal factory. So if you are a person who is a bird dog like us, and you're good at finding properties that are way below market, any type of real estate, then I would like you to treat it the same way you do when you try to sell a property. You post it everywhere. You rattle everybody's cage until you find a buyer. You make it incredibly simple for a money person to give you money on a deal-by-deal basis so you can buy more and sell more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jill and I, for these really high-end land deals, have money people that we use, and they love it. And once you do one deal with the money person, they just keep coming back for more. Mm-hmm. So like everything, we're gonna launch a website soon here that solves this problem, that links deals up with money in a very, very efficient eighth grade way. It's Shark Tank for land, and it's called Land Tank. Mm-hmm. The money people are on one side, the investors, and the deal people are on the other side, and you submit a deal, and every single deal looks exactly the same to the money people, so they don't have to be smart, because they're not that smart. Money people are not that smart. They just want a return. They don't want a lot of talking. They don't want a lot of emotion. They want to give you $100,000 and get $125,000 back as fast as possible without any hitch. And that's how this website is set up.
Exactly.
And the deal people just want to submit a deal, get it funded, and get it sold. Mm-hmm. That's what we all want.
Exactly.
We don't want a lot of hoopla.
Isn't that funny? People, why is there so much hoopla in talking sometimes? And
you're a woman. I would ask you that.
That's funny.
I can tell the way you're laughing. Not that funny.
Do you know what it is? Like, well, I think in business, some people feel like the more talking and whatever, like they have to earn it. You know, I have to prove that I did all this work. I have to show stuff. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Just spell it out there. It's fine. It's short,
I can look
sweet.
You up on LinkedIn. I don't need to know all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need your resume. Thank you.
We're also launching a website at the same time in conjunction with Land Tank called Land Crowdfund, where you can, it's the same kind of concept. It's orchestrated a little bit differently for a different type of money person. But Land Tank, I think, fits our needs way more than... Mm-hmm. Than the way we're doing it now. I talked to somebody recently, because we're here in Los Angeles, and they said this. You know, the way movies get made is really atrocious. It's basically every movie gets made, and it's just a huge result of a bunch of accidents. And it's true.
Kind of like us.
Like, there's no place to go and say, I have this great idea for a movie. I'm going to submit it here. And then all the people, there's no portal.
There's a lot of great movies out there that aren't getting made because they can't get to the right people.
And there's a lot of bad movies getting made because of who they know.
Exactly.
It's really silly.
It is silly.
It's a bunch of artists with too much money.
I like that.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Maybe we should do a movie portal. I thought about this.
Huh?
Oh, look at the light bulb that just went off over your head.
That's brilliant. I'm in those meetup groups. I've gone to the writing ones, but the movie ones, I'm in some of those too. And I see what they're talking about, and I see the different meetups that they have and the group events and things like. In a lot, they're like, they are lost.
Yeah.
You know what, Jack? They have meetups like how to get your movie funded, how to write a script that's going to get looked at, you know, little things like that. And a lot of it's beneficial. And I mean, it's all beneficial, but they're obviously doing it the 1970s way still.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. And if there was a portal for that.
We don't have enough to do.
Wow. Yeah, let's have that. I'm going to go. You know what?
2019.
I'm going to buy a whole nother roll of that. We're gonna expand into your office area now and your team, because we've filled up my area. So now we're going to fill the walls in your area with all these other ideas because they're brilliant.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.